Well, welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. Great fall weekend out there. A little bit of precipitation going around, but we have been so blessed with great weather this September and October coming up. This looking great. So there are, for those of you who are new to the area, or perhaps you've lived here for a long time, either way, there are some great events taking place in our region as we get nearer to the beautiful fall foliage time. Feel free to check the Chamber of Commerce website for all the great information on the details and those many, many events coming up throughout our area. Wine tastings and apple picking and so much more. UlsterChamber.org. We have a great guest, a Chamber member to talk to on the radio in just a moment. Want to invite our members and prospective members to come to some outstanding events coming up real soon. We've got a wonderful meetup for our young professionals at the brand new and beautiful Redwood Bar and Restaurant on North Front Street in Kingston. Mark down the date if you're in that demographic. We'd love to see you October the 17th from 6 to 8 p.m., a no-cost networking event for all the young professionals in our region. October the 20th, we are so delighted to recognize some great local businesses, entrepreneurs, and organizations at our annual Business Recognition Awards Dinner, something the Chamber does in conjunction with our friends at the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance. It will be held this year at the Chateau, the former Hillside Manor in Kingston, October the 20th, with cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Again, the date is October the 20th. Join us to honor this year's recipients. Go online to buy those tickets. And a final reminder for our mixer and our breakfast meeting coming up. The mixer will be on October 25th at the Kingston and Ulster County YMCA with our sponsor, the YMCA Board of Directors. And a couple days later, a monthly breakfast meeting featuring the New York State Senate candidates, October the 27th, 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Best Western Plus, sponsored by Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. All the information on those events on the Chamber website, ulsterchamber.org. And we turn our attention to our guest on the radio today. Steve Steyert is our guest from Donkey Park Incorporated. You heard right. There is a brand new Chamber member and a brand new, as of 2016, 501c3 in our region called Donkey Park. Steve, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Welcome.
Great. Thank you, Steve, for being here. So let's tell folks up front, what is the mission and what is Donkey Park all about?
Well, first of all, to clarify, Donkey Park is not a park in the sense of an amusement park or a wildlife park. It's just I chose to call it park instead of a farm because the atmosphere of my property is more like a park, and the atmosphere of the donkeys crate is more like a kind of a city park. It's relaxing and so on. So that's where the name came from. The mission of Donkey Park is to enrich the lives of donkeys and the communities with which they interact through education, welfare, and ambassadorial and therapeutic activities. So we are a community service. We do a lot with the public from an educational point of view, as well as to also provide a community service to those in need when we can.
Wow. Tell us how you get started. First of all, are there other donkey parks around the country or similar type organizations?
There are people that do various aspects of what we do, and some people do it better than what we do around the country. There happens to be in the UK an amusement park called Donkey Park, so don't get confused by that if you do an internet search. But yes, there's nothing directly tied with us. We do have a loose kind of a sister association with a therapeutic donkey program out of Peru, New York, Butternut Ridge Farm.
Okay, so explain what it is about donkeys that attracted you to them. What makes them unique?
Yeah, well, I think I would start by saying that donkeys are probably the most underappreciated and misunderstood animals of all man's most important domestic partners. Most people have a perception of donkeys as being mean or stubborn, or, you know, they get asked, do they kick, do they bite? And a lot of that is based on the perceptions they have when they see donkeys in the media, often in countries where the donkeys are the workhorse of the culture. And in that environment, often the donkeys do lead hard lives, and whether you're a donkey or a golden retriever, if you worked hard, you're not going to be too friendly or affectionate. And so that a lot of times people get exposed to donkeys in those environments, and those are the impressions they form. But the nature of a donkey is actually a very sweet, affectionate animal. They're very calm animals. They are smart animals. They're playful. They're a lot of fun to be around. I often refer to them as stress sponges, because people who come by and just sit with the donkeys just kind of find a lot of their cares and their problems go away. And so they're just wonderful. They're very hardy animals, so they're easy to take care of. Even though, you know, it's not like you can just put them in a bowl and forget about them like a fish or something, or, you know, you do have to spend time with them, but they're just wonderful animals. And when people get a chance to come and see them and spend time with my donkeys, they'll better understand why.
Wow. So what the chamber does, and I think we try to do well, is to bring people together. Normally, businesses or organizations like yours to network with others. So today we're talking about networking with donkeys, and how and where can that happen?
So we do a lot of different programs that work with businesses and with the public. From a therapeutic side, and let me clarify, I don't really like the term therapy donkey, but I think it quickly conveys the niche that the donkeys fill, which is similar to that of a therapy dog. We are starting to develop some programs where we're actually working with the donkeys and a trained handler like myself and somebody who's a trained therapist or counselor or something like that. So we're trying to develop some programs like that in which the donkeys would be used with an individual and in an ongoing basis. And in that case, I would consider that a therapy program. But for the most part right now, what we do has to do more with an individual interacting with a donkey in a kind of a petting mode, so much like a therapy dog might visit a nursing home or something like that. So we take them to local nursing homes, veterans homes, special needs schools. We're currently working with Gateway Industries now. They have some of their individuals to come and get some farm job kind of experience working with us. We don't do a lot of kind of commercial things, but as long as it's something related to agriculture, we've parked out in front of Tractor Supply to give their customers a chance to learn about donkeys. But it usually has to be something related to agriculture. We're so busy that I can't really justify doing anything but something that kind of fits the mission. So.
Again, what drew you to them specifically? When did you first decide that this was something you wanted to do with your life?
Yeah, well, it was about 5 years ago, actually. And before then, I hadn't had any experience really with farm animals, just dogs and cats. And there was a lot of transition going on in my life. And right around that time, my daughter, who's currently now finishing up her last year in veterinary school, but at that time was an animal science major at University of Massachusetts, sent me an email saying she had joined the Donkey Club. My first thought was, don't they use Greek letters now for sororities? Or, you know, and they said, no, this is real donkeys. And, you know, that's, you know, I didn't know anything about donkeys, and my impression of donkeys is the same as probably a lot of people listening now. And I started to do some research with the intent of presuming I would find a lot of funny things that I would send to her in as an email, kind of electronic care package. And I quickly came upon a lot of things that suddenly kind of woke me up to what wonderful animals they were. And I just had an epiphany that this was the animal that I could relate to. They have a lot of wonderful attributes. They're stoic, they're strong, you know, there's a lot of characteristics that as a human being you would like to be associated with yourself. And at that point I just announced I was going to get donkeys, and much to the surprise of my kids and my neighbors and colleagues, they said, okay, Steve, if you're having a midlife crisis, get a car, you know, or a boat, you can sell it in a few years. I said, no, I'm really going to do this. And I'll skip over a lot of the gory details, but I originally only planned to get one or two and found out you needed two because they're social animals and you need a partner. But before I finally had the first one delivered, I was up to six, because I just kept falling in love with the ones I met and was able to rationalize that if I could handle two, I could handle six. So, and it's never had a regret. My lifestyle has changed. I worked for IBM for 26 years, spent a lot of that time in front of the computer working long hours, late nights, and even though I like being outdoors, the thought of going out to mow my lawn every week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever I could put it off to, was something that, you know, I'd just soon be sitting in front of the computer. And now I'm out every day in all kinds of weather, all, you know, 2 in the morning or 6 in the morning, you know, all kinds of, you know, and I've, like, no regrets. It's been a wonderful experience for me working, you know, anybody who works in an agriculture environment understands what I'm saying. And then for me, also working with the donkeys has been a phenomenal thing. It's been put me in touch with a lot of neighbors I didn't know beforehand. I have a saying about donkeys, they don't attract jerks. There's something about the donkeys. Anybody I've met has come to visit me, and now we've had thousands of people visit. They've all been wonderful people. I've made some great contacts, and even now, being a member of the Chamber of Commerce, it's opened up some doors. I've met some really nice people through there. So it's been a wonderful thing for me. I think it's been a wonderful thing for a lot of the people who are now fans of Donkey Park and the donkeys in particular.
Wow. Steve Steyer is our guest. He's the founder, the president of Donkey Park. And I was amazed when we started talking about this a couple weeks ago to find you had a great story that just came out about a month ago. The New York Times discovered you and Donkey Park. How'd that come about?
Yeah. One of the things that we started, when I first started, I needed a way to train my volunteer handlers and also to socialize the donkeys more. So I started taking them out on walks and local rail trails and so on. And the Rails to Trails organization in Washington, D.C. picked up on that and wrote a story, and they said, why don't you form a meetup group to take the donkeys? I didn't know anything about meetup or that kind of group. I said, okay, maybe I'll get a couple members that, you know, that way it can't hurt. And it's turned out to be one of the most popular uses of the donkeys, much to my surprise. We now have over 500 members, and we regularly take them out on trails in the Hudson Valley, rail trails, forest trails. And the public can join. All they do is find us on the internet and sign up. And anyway, so the New York Times was looking for a story on animals, and they contacted Meetup headquarters in New York. And Meetup headquarters has developed a fondness for us because they visited us several times and enjoyed their time with us. So they recommended to us, and that's how the New York Times found out about us. And then they spent a day with the donkeys, and I think had a good time too.
Well, I'd love to know more about them. Lifespan, do you ride donkeys?
You do a lot with donkeys. I mean, donkeys are very versatile. Here in the United States, we tend to only use them recreationally. So the larger donkeys, and they can get as big as draft horses. If anybody's 4'8" who's listening, you can stand next to some of the biggest donkeys, and that'll just reach their shoulder, or their withers is what it's called. So they get that big. And so the larger donkeys can be ridden. Most of the donkeys are smaller, and some people do ride the standard size donkeys, which is the size most people think of when they picture a donkey. I have mostly miniature donkeys, and those aren't rideable, but they're very capable of pulling carts. We do attend donkey and mule shows where they'll have obstacle courses and jumping competitions, not running and jumping, but a standing high jump kind of thing. Showing, kind of like a dog show. You might see the same kind of events at a dog show or a horse show. They're also commonly used as guard animals. You often will see a donkey standing alone in a field with some sheep or some cattle, and that's because donkeys as prey animals have a real aversion to canines, and they're very effective at protecting the herds from coyotes and wolves. They're also used as companion animals for horses. Because they're very calm animals and because they're not very expensive, a lot of people that own expensive horses, racehorses, some of the champion racehorses now have donkey companions that travel around the country with the horse.
Just to help keep them calm.
Serve as a companion. They're a calming influence on the donkey. So we use them recreationally. Around the rest of the world, though, for millennia and still today in a lot of parts of Africa and in the Middle East and China and so on, they are the workhorse of the culture. And there's some places in India where 10, 20-story skyscrapers are being built by donkeys carrying bricks on their backs from the kiln to the buildings, up each flight of stairs, up as high as 10, 20 stories. They're carrying brick and mortar. You know, without donkeys in some cultures, the people couldn't get their daily water. And it's typically the women that would end up having to go fetch, you know, 20 gallons of water on their backs 5 miles away and back again each day. So they're amazingly valuable animals. And I sometimes get torn between admiring their ability to withstand that much work and also feeling a little bit bad for them because they are working so hard. But here in the United States, they tend to get treated pretty well, and the worst problem for donkeys in the United States is typically obesity. They're just fed too much.
So you mentioned donkeys and mules. Is there a difference?
Yeah, a mule is a hybrid between a donkey and a horse, and specifically a male donkey and a female horse. If you reverse them, you get a hinny, but genetically they're the same animal.
And when do you get the donkeys? At what age about? When they start being part of the donkey park?
It's kind of random. The first six I went out and I purchased, and I was specifically looking for adults, but I had one who arrived pregnant, so she had a baby foal born a year later. The gestation period is a year for a donkey. I've acquired some from owners who were not able to take care of them anymore because of changes in their life. I had a few that were saved from an auction where they would have been purchased by a kill buyer, which means they would have been shipped to Mexico or Canada for meat processing. That's usually what happens. Rather than euthanize them, they often just get sold for meat, as opposed to a dog or a cat that might get euthanized. With equines, they're often shipped out of the country for meat. So a few of them came through that path. I have a Zonkey, which is a zebra donkey hybrid. So any of the equines, horses, donkeys, zebras can mate, and their offspring is usually sterile. So a mule is sterile, a Zonkey is sterile. And he came indirectly through a rescue as well.
Wow, absolutely fascinating. Donkey parks are located right here, as Steve mentioned, not necessarily. It's not a park so much, but it is an opportunity for folks and organizations to, let's use the word network, with these wonderful, wonderful creatures. How can people get involved? How can they contact you to find out if they've got a group or organization and would like to come see them?
Yeah, well, you can contact me. I don't have hours per se at this point. We are seeking a larger farm property, which we can expand our rescue and sanctuary work, as well as have some indoor facilities that we can offer programs that are independent of weather circumstances. But for now, basically, you can contact me online. If you go to donkeypark.org, not com, but org, you will find a way to contact me, and You can get in touch with me through there, and we'll schedule something. We're always particularly interested in working with people who have diminished needs, nursing home residents, special needs, schools, things like that.
So paint a word's eye picture. What kind of response do you see from some of those folks at the nursing home or another place like that when you walk up with the donkeys?
Well, it's interesting because often I don't know their history, and so every reaction that I observe is based on a kind of a neutral impression of where that individual is at. Typically, though, after the event is over, I will talk with the recreational director, the staff there, and they will just say, "Boy, this was the best visit we've had." The donkeys do accomplish a lot of things. One, they're somewhat novel, so they attract seniors. One of the bad things for anybody living in an institution for a long time is just kind of getting isolated. So you spend a lot of time in your room, you don't socially interact and stuff. So the donkeys have a real benefit of bringing the people out of their rooms. Also, as farm animals, and a lot of our seniors come from an agricultural background, and that's where a lot of their memories still reside, it helps bring people out of, that would normally not interact. So we've had a lot of feedback from staff like, wow, this is the first time this person has talked in a long time, and they're babbling about the donkeys now. Or we had one at Golden Hill. We took him up into Golden Hill several years ago into the dementia ward. And one man who was in the final stage of Alzheimer's wasn't reactive at all. And he, reacted to the donkey, reached out and petted him. And that was the highlight of that family's week, to hear about that. So they accomplished a lot of things. The name of the therapy group is Little Braves of Sunshine, the donkey bray, right? But the name came from the idea that the donkeys would come in and just bring a little ray of sunshine. So they at the very least, they bring a little bit of interesting, joyful experience to the residents. But in some cases, it actually, has a lasting effect after we leave, because it does draw them out a little bit.
How has it changed your life?
Well, it's been a wonderful thing for my life because, you know, I went, when I first got the donkeys, and I don't know if it's coincident or not, but I was going through a lot of transitions in my life from working full-time, and I had been recently divorced, and a lot of things, and a lot of it left me feeling a state of my life was a little bit unhappy with the kind of myself to some extent, and also just my enthusiasm for the things I was involved with. And ever since working with the donkeys, for one, just being outdoors every day and working with these particular animals has been a wonderful thing. But more importantly, it's given me the opportunity to meet some great people and to be able to do some things that are helpful. So I feel like what we're doing and what my volunteers help me do, and I have to add before I forget that I couldn't do anything I'm doing without the great people who've been helping me over the last few years, and I've got some wonderful people that have been very helpful. It's made me feel like I've got I'm contributing in a way that I feel good about. Sometimes you get stuck in a job where you don't really feel like what you're doing. Maybe you may be doing good work, but you just don't necessarily feel a connection, you know. This helped me feel a connection and to something good.
Wow. Again, for those folks who'd like to contact you and bring them to the nursing home or to public schools, what are some other venues that you're welcome?
So we have, for example, a week from Sunday, a week from today, Sunday, we'll be at Forsyth Park, I think it's the 10th, and we'll be all there all day. We'll be there all day for their annual fall festival, and it's a good opportunity for people to meet the donkeys, and we also help raise some money for Forsyth. It's a tongue twister at this time.
Right. So that's Sunday the 9th, and it's actually, that's Columbus weekend, right?
Yeah. It's a rain date of Monday, but Sunday is, yeah.
At Forsyth Park in Kingston, which is a great venue. Good.
It is. It's wonderful. And it's not just the donkeys. They have all their animals, and they've got a lot of vendors and fun things going on, music and everything else that day. So that's one way you can meet us. Or look us up with the meetup group, and or call me up and come visit.
Okay. Give your contact information again, Steve, so they can reach you directly.
So the best way to reach me is at donkeypark.org, spelled like it sounds, donkeypark.org. And you'll see email and other ways to contact me on there.
Even a phone number also. Yeah. Great. Fantastic. Liz, thanks for being a guest. We are going to get you to come to one of our mixers with your donkeys when the time is right and the weather is right. We'd love to have our members meet them and interact with them. Only takes a couple of minutes, I understand, to just fall in love with them, right?
Yes. I'm always surprised how many people call me up and say, oh, my husband or wife is love donkeys and I'd love to bring them over for a birthday, for their birthday as their gift. So we give a class through SUNY Ulster as well. You can find it's October 24th, I think, okay. 29th, and people sign up for that as a gift for their spouses or, you know. So.
What a great idea. Steve Steyer, thank you so much. DonkeyPark.org. Find out more information on, you can get a direct link from the Chamber website. Delight having you on the radio, and thanks for coming to so many Chamber events already so you can see what a great networking opportunities there are. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Warren. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. I do want to take a minute before we close our program to thank our featured speakers at the breakfast that took place this past Thursday. Congressional candidates John Faso and Zephyr Teachout spoke to our members this past Thursday at our monthly breakfast meeting, a great opportunity for folks to find out about who's going to be our representative in Washington starting the 1st of January. So that was a great program. Thanks to both of them. It's you know, I think every time we do a candidates meeting, there's more and more appreciation of the folks who dedicate their lives to serving others. So both of them did a great job, and we thank them so much. Also, thanks to our breakfast sponsor this past week, Golden Hill Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, good friends of ours. Coming up in October, we've got our monthly breakfast meeting, a meeting featuring the candidates for New York State Senate. We are blessed to have four representatives in Albany from a portion of Ulster County. So the candidates and the incumbents, we expect to show up on October the 27th, just a couple weeks before the actual election, 7:30 to 9 a.m. It's going to be at the Best Western Plus and our sponsor, Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union. Don't want to miss that. A couple days earlier, our monthly mixer is going to be at the YMCA of Kingston and Ulster County. They're on Broadway in Midtown, 5 to 7 o'clock. Our sponsor is a group of great folks who comprise the YMCA Board of Directors. How great is that? So complimentary food and drink for everybody. Go online to register at ulsterchamber.org, or you can call the office at 845-338-5100. Hope to see you at those events. And information also on our website about becoming a chamber member if you're not already, ulsterchamber.org. And that is our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio. Hope to see you again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.